This episode is under 10 minutes, and I'm sharing with you two quick tricks for kicking people-pleasing to the curb. That way, it doesn't derail you from reaching your health and fitness goals. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm the host of Mom First. You are listening to a special episode series about how I am making 2023 my fittest year ever. This isn't your typical fitness podcast. I'm not a trainer. I don't run marathons. I'm just a regular working mom living in a sleepy Midwestern town who, after five kids, 20 years of desk work, and a pandemic, is ready to make 2023 my fittest year ever, mentally and physically. For me, it starts with reclaiming what it means to be fit. So I'm learning to love myself just as I am today, to nourish my body and to give it the joyful movement that it needs today so that it will serve me for decades down the road. Imagine what it would be like to reclaim the word fit for yourself too. So come with me. Let's ditch the body shame, the toxic diet culture, and the yo-yo results, and truly make 2023 our fittest year ever. Get those earbuds, grab your yoga mat, and let's go. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's Fittest Year Ever episode on Mom First. I'm so glad you're here. Here's what's up, Buttercup. Today, I'll share with you how people-pleasing can manifest itself and how I'm making sure it doesn't derail me from making my health and fitness a priority this year. First, a question. What do all these thoughts have in common? Taking time to go to the gym on the weekend feels kind of selfish, especially when I haven't seen my kids all week. I need to help out around the house before I go for a walk. My kids, my spouse, my friends, my sister, they all need me right now. My run can wait. I can always do some yoga once the baby is napping. For now, I'll fold the laundry, make some dinner, wash some dishes, and get all those things out of the way first. My client expects a response to this email. I'll skip lunch and I'll take care of the emails instead. What do you think? What do all these thoughts have in common? If you guessed people-pleasing, you're on the right track. All of these thoughts have people-pleasing components underlying them because they put the needs and wants of others over our own personal health needs. These kinds of thoughts can be particularly difficult and insidious for women because as women, we're often socialized and programmed to put the needs of everyone else ahead of our own. Additionally, let's be honest. Sometimes we can even derive a little bit of pleasure or an ego boost from knowing that we are needed and feeling like we can save the day and rescue others. Plus, when you're a lawyer and a mom, there are a lot of demands on your time. So taking time to care for yourself, even in the form of exercise, can feel like an indulgence instead of a practical necessity. But the impact of this is that we don't take care of ourselves, and that means we ultimately cannot effectively take care of others, and it leads to burnout and resentment too. Here's what I know. Ultimately, at the root of people-pleasing is a desire to be liked and loved. The way to move through that is to learn to love ourselves absolutely and unconditionally. You can build your unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. And the way I like to do that is by remembering or imagining myself as a small child. When I find that I'm not prioritizing my own well-being, I take a minute and I think about a picture that I have at my house. It's a picture of me as a baby. I'm sitting on my mother's lap. I have a bonnet, of all things, on my head. And when I look at that beautiful, sweet little innocent baby there, I remember that that human has needs too. She deserves to have those needs met. And it's my job now, as the 42-year-old version of that baby, to make sure that her needs are met. When I think of myself in that way, It helps me to truly prioritize my own well-being. And when I do that, it means that I take care of not just myself, but others too. So that's the first little hack. The second hack is to build boundaries. And for people pleasers, let's get real. That means saying no a lot. If you aren't good at saying no, it can help to make it a game. So I like to think about what day of the month it is, and I try to say no at least that many times that day. It's really easy on the first day of the month to accomplish that, right? It's just one no to one person or one thing. But by the 15th or 16th or certainly the 30th, it gets kind of hard. When it comes to my health and fitness goals, I say no to doing the laundry and no to picking up the house before I go do my run. And those count as no's for that day. And they help me get a win every single day. You can make it a game and make it fun, and that takes out some of the angst and stress around it. The idea here a lot of the time with the way that I coach and teach you how to manage your own brain is to try to make it fun. Because let's be real, as lawyers and as moms, so much of our time is sucked up into doing all the time that we really can lose sight of just being and having fun and enjoying the moment. If you can add an element of fun to whatever it is that you're working on, it makes it easier and lighter and more likely that you're going to continue to do it. So those are two hacks that I am using right now to help ensure that my own personal people-pleasing tendencies do not stop me from doing my yoga and run each day. Here they are again, okay? First, I picture myself as a child and I promise to take care of that child's needs each day. And that includes healthy food, joyful movement, and rest. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I absolutely love making this podcast for you. If it resonates, I hope that you're going to come over and check me out over on Instagram at Mom First Coaching. I would love to hear from you there. See you again next time.